Okay, from the Gemara on the bottom of Tzadi Chesem and Beis, the Gemara starts off Tanur Rabbanan. This is referring to the, we have this long Mishnah with many different cases. So, the first set of cases was a Chabur that lost her Karban Pesach, and either they instructed one of the people to go and find it, or one person went on his own to go and find it. So the question was, depending on which one was shechted first, are they part of his chabur, is he part of their chabur, or neither? So Tana Rabbanan, so the Brisa says, focusing on the third and the fourth case. The third case is Amr Lahem, the Amr Lai. If he told them that I'm going to find it, but if I'm late, you shecht for me. The Amr Lai, and they said to him, you know what, if you find it, you shecht for us. So Eichel Merishin. So then the halacha is whichever one was shechted first, they're all counted on that one. Since he had permission to be mamana them, they have permission to be mamana him. And we know that you could only be nismana on one Karban Pesach. So if theirs was shechted first, everybody was nismana on theirs, and he his is extra because it's a Pesach without bile, and nobody can is nismana on it. And if he shechted first, then it's the exact opposite. Everybody is nisman on his, and theirs is a Karban Pesach without bialim, and that one has to go to Beis HaSmeifa. And again, like we said in the Mishnah, if you don't know which one was shechted first, then they're both stuck. You can't eat for either one. They can't eat from theirs, because maybe they're all nisman on his, and they can't, and it's a Pesach Shalom Nuyov. And the opposite, they can't eat from his, because maybe theirs was shechted first. So then that was case number three. Case number four was Le'yam Alehem V'le'yam Ulay. If he went off on his own to find it, but he didn't tell them that if I come late, shecht for me. They, when he went off to find it, they didn't say, oh, you're going to find it, so if you find it, shecht for us. So then they have no shechtes to each other. Whenever his is shechted, it's only for him and not for them. Whenever they shechted theirs, it's only for them and not for him, and so they don't have to worry about who shechted first and who was shechted second.
So he didn't tell them that he's going to find the
Maybe he did, but they didn't say, "Oh, okay, fine, have us in mind." They said, "You know what? You take your own risk."
Not like
right.
Take himself out of the chabura.
Right.
And he should be out. So he had to hold
them. He told them that he's going, and they said, "Well, no, we're not waiting. We're going for our. Mm-hmm. We're just going to bring a different one." So Mikan Amru says the Baisa, from here we see Mikan Amru Chachamim Yafa Shtika LaChachamim. Shtika is a good thing for Chachamim, for wise people. Kavachayim LaTipshim Men Kol Shekein, it's good for fools. Because over here, had they kept quiet, had he not said to them, have me in mind if I come late, and have they not said to him, have us in mind if you find it, then they wouldn't have any problems. Then we would say, Eino Achrayim Zavazeh, and then everybody, no Karban Pesach would go to Tzveifa, everybody would know where they're eating from, everybody would be able to make kind of the mitzvah l'chatkeda, because they would all be able to eat. Once they say something to each other, so that's when things start getting messed up. The Karban Pesach has to get Tzveifa, they can't eat, even though they're Yotze B'diavad, like we explained in the Mishnah, but at least l'chatkeda they can't eat, so they're not being Yotze the mitzvah in its best way. So they're talking and making these extra tnaim, or making these extra requests, that's what basically got them in trouble. So from here we see, Yafa Shtika L'Chacham, keeping quiet is good for Chacham, Kavachem L'Tipshim, and for sure for Tipshim, keeping quiet is a good thing, because he doesn't show everybody that he's a Tipish by talking. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Evil Machrish, if you have a fool who keeps quiet, Chacham Yechashev, he could be considered a Chacham, because when he talks, everybody sees what his true colors are, that he's a fool. Because when he keeps quiet, and he doesn't say anything, people could even consider him, could even think that he's a Chacham. Then we have the next set of cases in the Mishnah, is what happened. You have different groups that the Karban Pesach got mixed together. So we explain the process. That's one person from group A goes to group B, one person from group B goes to group A, and then they make this try. The people of original people of group A say to that one new person of group B that came to them, if this is our Pesach, you leave your group and come to our group. If this is your Pesach, so we leave our group and come to your group. Then the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, what happened if there was only two people to begin with? One person had Karban Pesach A and one person at Karban Pesach B. So there is no other person in each group to be able to go to the opposite group to be able to make this tonight. So what you do is you join someone from the Shuk into each group. So Reuven takes Levi with him and Shimon takes Yehuda with him. And now each group has two people. So you could send one person from one group to the other group and one person from the second group back to the first group. And do this tonight like we did before. So on that says the Gemara, Lema Masnisen Deloik Reb Yehuda. Let us say that this Mishnah does not stem with the opinion of Reb Yehuda. The Tanya, because we went in a Braisa, the Pasuk tells us in Parashat Vayi by the Halachas of the Korban Pesach, V'mimad Abayis Miyos Miseh. It says V'mimad Abayis, if you want to make the Chabura smaller, Miyos Miseh, from being counted on this Seh, on the sheep of the Korban Pesach. So Malame, these teaches us, as we know, Shemismatim V'hochim, that if people want to pull out of the group, they may do so. Ubavad, however, says the Tanakhama, there's a Tanai that says Sheyecha mibnei Chabura Kaim, that one of the people of the original Chabura has to be there still. They cannot; he cannot pull off the Chabura. So, if let's say originally there's a Chabura of 10 people, 9 people could pull out, but one of the 10 original people has to be there. And even if 100 new people join in, it makes no difference. If, according to Reb Yehuda, if you don't have one of the original 10 there, it's no good. So you can never have all 10 pulling out.
So it's different than what we were saying in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah just said you have to keep one, and then you can switch it.
Right, so that's good for the kasha. Correct, right, right. That's good for the kasha, right. And that's why our Mishnah... So our Mishnah, that's in the last case, in the first case, you're going to for sure have one of the original people there. Either it's the main group, or it's at least the one that crossed groups. But in the last case, if there was only one person in each group, and then they bring a second person, so it's very possible you're not having the original person there. Rabbi Yosi disagrees. Rabbi Yosi says no. Ubavached lo yinichu es ha-pesach kamayshahu. There's no halacha that you need someone from the original group there. The only problem is to leave it with a Korban Pesach that has no Bailam at all. Then it's a problem.
We had a shita earlier that said that you could leave it with nobody. Didn't we?
No, we never had a shita.
I thought we had a paid test. No, we didn't have...
We said a Pesach without Bailam becomes a Pesach, becomes a Shlomo.
Okay. I thought we had a...
Right, so that, I mean, and if it, even according to Reb Yosi, like we explained yesterday, even according to Reb Yosi, that you need a Korban Pesach to have Bailim, even though it doesn't have to be the original Bailim, but it has to have some Bailim, that's cool for why you have to do this whole, even according to Reb Yosi, that's why you have to do this whole shtick, you have to send one person of each group to the other group, because otherwise, you'd have a very simple answer, just let group one pull off their Korban Pesach, group 2 pull off their Korban Pesach, and then let group 1 take one of the animals, and group 2 take one of the animals. Tzara says you can't do that, because there's no point, you can never leave a Korban Pesach without any Bailim. So you have to do this whole process of Tanai, have one person from each group go to the other group, in order that you can make this whole Tanai, and there will never be a situation the Korban Pesach doesn't have any Bailim.
Yeah, it's on paid testament.
Which case of our Mishnah had everybody pulling out? I thought the case of our Mishnah was there was always somebody left. In each
carbon. Yeah, I'm looking to. Well, you're right. In each case of the Mishnah, there is a Bailam on the carbon.
So why is it like Rabbi Yehuda?
Because Rabbi Yehuda says you need one of the original Bailam. Rabbi Yosi says you just need some Bailam.
But who's. Maybe they were all original Bailam.
No, so in the last case, it's not. It's you have a 50-50 shot, right? If there was only two people, one on. Korban Pesach A and one on Korban Pesach B, and then it got mixed up, and then you're going to take two new people, so then it's very possible it's going to end up, you have a 50-50 shot that it's not going to be the original Bailam.
Look at that, look at the Rashi, the Afagav, in Matabur.
Where
are
you? Where are you?
That last Rashi, it's Pei Tesam and Hal, the Afagav, the Nimnin, right after Gemara, right by where the Gemara starts.
Pay testament hours?
Pay testament hours.
Yeah.
I've got the...
So this Rashi means You have to. He means to say that all of the original could pull off as long as there's someone else there.
No, but then it's not the like Rav Yehuda.
No, because Rav Yehuda holds you need the original Baalim.
Oh, that you always need to retain the original Baalim?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Rav Yehuda's sheet is you always need one of the original Baalim, so that you can add...
This could be Rav Yehuda, then, you said.
This, right, this Mishnah could be Rav Yehuda.
Uh-huh. Oh, I thought... Okay, I thought he was...
So again, so our Mishnah, so we have two sheetahs, Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosi. Rav Yehuda holds that you need one of the original Baalim always there. Rav Yosi holds as long as you have some Baalim there, it doesn't need to be the original Baalim. So our Mishnah for L'chayr is only the sheet of Rav Yosi, it's not the sheet of Rav Yehuda. Or Rav Yechanan, on that effort, Rav Yechanan, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda. No, you could say that our Mishnah is Rav Yehuda. Why? Because Kivan, Dom, Rav Yehuda, in Shech, Lenas, HaPesach, Ala, Yochid. Rav Yehuda has a shita. He dares in the pasuk leisuchal esbayach the pasuk be'echad instead of be'achad sharech. He read it be'echad. You cannot check the carbon pesach on a chabura of only one person. So since Rav Yehuda holds that you can't have a chabura of only one person, meikara. So even though this pesach only currently has one bialim on it, it's obviously slated to have another person there. So the second person that he adds in is not considered someone that was added later. He's going to be considered from the original Baalim, because until then it's not a kosher karban pesach yet. So originally it was part of the whole protocol that there has to be a second person there. So whoever that second person eventually is going to be, he's going to be by definition considered part of the original Baalim. So keeping number of Yudai Shechlin is a pesach ala yachid, since of Yudai Shita is that you cannot have a karban pesach of only one person. Meikara, so originally the new Yachin Badekoi, he had to add this other person with him. So that second person who was added in, Levi to Reuven's group and Yehuda to Shimon's group, they're considered part of the original group. So now, when Levi goes to Shimon and Yehuda goes to Reuven, so Manashach, you're going to have one of the original bottom there. If it's Reuven, so you have Reuven, and if it's Shimon, so then you have Yehuda, who's part of the Shimon's original group.
This only works with two, it wouldn't work with three. Because the minute you add a second person...
Yeah, this is only going to work with two, exactly. But the Gemara's going to get to it in a second. Amar Bashi, says Rav Ashi, must be Sinami Deika. And our mission is actually Meduyuk like this. Meaning, until now we thought the mission is Dafka, Rav Yosi, now Rav Yehuda, now Pum Faket. Now, we're going to say that the mission Meduyuk, that is Dafka, Rav Yehuda, and not Rav Yosi. And the reason why it works by two is goof of because of this svara, because since you can't have a karban pesach of only one, therefore the second person that's added in is considered part of the original chabur. Why is it meduyik? The katani v'chein chamisha chabur shachamisha chamisha. If you have five groups, five each, so then you send one of each group to the other four groups, and this way you can make the same tanai that you did in the mission with two groups. Over here you'll do with five groups, because each group has, each new set of five that you have, has one from each of the other four groups, and therefore you can make the tanai. So we're medayik, shachamisha in, shachamisha v'arba loy. We said dafka five groups of five. Why do we have to say five groups of five? According to Rabbi Yosi, you could have five groups of two, five groups of three, five groups of four. I don't have enough to send to each group, so just bring more people from the shuk. So why did the Mishnah hop on to a case of dafka five groups of five? Must be because the commission is coming to say it has to be that there's enough people in the original group to go to each new group, because otherwise you'll be stuck because you might not have someone from the original group.
Keep one by the
right. So but if there's five groups of five or ten groups of ten, as long as there's enough people in each group to the number of groups that you have to send out to, so you always have one person from the original group on each set. However, if you have five groups of four or ten groups of eight, whatever the case may be, you'll have at least one Karban Pesach that might not necessarily have anybody from the original owners. I too, so it must be like the Teretz we said before, the two is a special din, because since the so the second person that's in this man is considered part of the original group. So Chamisha in Avoshal Chamisha or above, you have five groups, some at five and some at four, then you wouldn't have this Eitzah, and you It's not going to help to take people from the shuk. Why not? Lav must be mission to like Pais Chabim Leichabur because you're not going to have one of the because at least on one of the groups you're not going to have one of the original members of the Chabur on it, and therefore it's not going to work according to Rebuda. Kishma Mino, we see from here that the mission is Rebuda, and obviously the teretz that we said before by two must be a valid teretz. Hadar Loch Mishoyer Tami V'Slika Lo Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara. Erev Pesachim. So the girsa that we have is Erev Pesachim. So if your girsa is Arve Pesachim, which is the way everybody calls the parak, it's even printed like that on the top, so then it means the Erev Pesach of every year. But if your girsa is Erev Pesachim, then grammatically the Mishnah doesn't really read well. The evening of Pesachim, what does that mean? So Tais has two Pesachim. Either Erev Pesachim means the evening that you shecht many carbon Pesachs, or it means Erev Pesach Rishon and Erev Pesach Sheni. And if had we just said Arvi Pesachim, you would just think it means the many different Erev Pesachs. The Erev Pesach of Tashanayin Aleph, the Erev Pesach of Tashanayin Beis, the Erev Pesach of Tashan Pei Aleph. So now that it says Erev Pesachim, so it's written funny to tell us, no, we're not talking about many different years, but rather multiple Pesachs, both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. But Erev Pesachim, Samach Lemecha, so when it's Samach Lemincha, which is Mincha Ketana, so like we know, Mincha Gedola is 6.5 hours into the day, the earliest possible time, like we learned in Tamid Nishcha, to bring the Karban Tamid. Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours into the day, because that is the time when on a regular day that the Tamid was Nishcha 8.5 hours into the day, so that Hakrava was finished 9.5 hours into the day. So that's the time that the Hakrava of the Karban Tamid on the regular day was brought, so that's Mincha Ketana. So Erev Pesachim, Samach L'Mincha, when it's close to Mincha, which the Rishonim all say is a half hour before, so a half hour before Mincha Ketana means a half hour before 9.5 hours into the day, which means in the beginning of the 10th hour, the end of the 9th hour, after 9 complete hours, Lo Yechol, from that point on, Lo Yechol Adam, a person shouldn't eat, from then until it gets night. And the reason is because we want that he should come to the Seder to be able to eat matzah and all the other things he has to eat, Litayov, and we don't want him to be full. So, and from Mincha time, from even Samach L'Mincha and on, we say he's not allowed to eat in order that he should come to the Seder with a tithe. He shouldn't end up being full but from what he filled himself up during the afternoon. Now we're going to see later on in the Gemara that mini tagima, anything that's not starches, starches is even a wrong word because potatoes, anything that's not grain is not part of the Israel. So if he wants to eat meat, if he wants to eat vegetables, he may. Matzah, he's not allowed to eat anyway. So all the Rishonim are bothered over here, what's usher to eat? I mean, matzah manoshaka can't eat, it's Erev Pesach. And I'll eat matzah Erev Pesach. So vegetables and meat you're allowed to eat anyway. So says the Rishonim say that it's only negeya to matzah ashira. So if you eat matzah ashira, so in those days they did obviously. So matzah ashira you can't be yotze your chiyuv of matzah with it. So it's not part of the issur of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. But on the other hand, it does fill you up, and that's what they were geyser not to eat on Erev Pesach. Samuch l'mincha. Afilu ani shabi Yisrael lo yoichal ad sheyesev. So according to most Rishonim, the way you read the Mishnah, Afilu ani shabi Yisrael is not a hemshech of the previous halacha, but rather it's the beginning of this halacha, that even an ani shabi Yisrael, who for him you would say that his haseba is worthless, I mean, he's sitting on his meager little pillow and whatever else he has, for him it's not considered derech eris. Nonetheless, we say no. Afilu ani shabi Yisrael lo yoichal ad sheyesev. He's not allowed to eat Pesach night until he has a seba. He's mechuyav to do a seba. V'lo yifches ulay me'arba kosis. We shouldn't give him any less than 4 kosis. So the way we have the Mishnah, again, lo yifches ulay sounds like it's going on, this is the way the Rashi Rashbam explained, that it's going on the Gabbai Tztaka, that even though the Gabbai Tztaka is giving you money to support him, so you might think that we can give him the bare minimum, and maybe we're not mechuyev to give him dollar kaisis, he can get away without it. No, kamash malon, lo yifchesu loy me'arba kaisis shol yayin, that the gabbai tztaka can't be can't give him any less than four kaisis of wine, so he should be able to dal kaisis connected to four lashonis of geula. And even if he's being supported from the tamchoy, Mishnah Peah tells us there was different collections from the aniyim. They had a kupa, which was a weekly collection. Then they had a tamchoy, which was a daily collection of food. They basically, every balabasta that cooked extra, they used to go around from house to house collecting the extra food, and they would give it out sort of like a public kitchen. And that was given out each day, and the only person who's allowed to take from the tamchoy is somebody who doesn't even have mazon shtei sudas available to him. He doesn't even have food for the day, two sudas. So we're talking about the poorest of the poor. And Alpha Pikain, there's a halacha from them as well, that la'yifchus lemi abakais is shoyayin. But it's clear in the Rishonim and the Paiskim that even though the Mishnah is focusing on the Gabit Staka, that it's really the Gabit Staka's chiv to give him from the public fund, from the public aid, money for the dalek kaisis. However, if for whatever reason there is no gabit staka or the gabit staka didn't give him, he's mechuyev on his own to do whatever he can do to scrape together money to buy dalek kaisis, to even sell his belongings to get dalek kaisis. Because even the anim should be shel, even the poorest of the poor, somebody who has to eat from the tamchoy, he's mechuyev to have dalek kaisis the night of the seder.
What about matzah and mara?
Right, so
focusing on the
yayin. So the matzah, he's also mechuyev. So the reason why we're focusing on the yayin is maybe the yayin is a bigger chiddush. Maybe matzah mara is pasha. The matzah is the raisa. Mara is at least, even if bismat is that wasn't the raisa, it's kein the raisa. This is a takanos chacham. You would think that maybe the chacham would give some dispensation. It's enough for one kaisa or two kaisas. You don't need all four kaisas. For if he's so poor, it's a kamash malah that he's mechuyev to go out of his way to get even that. Then derech agav, the Mishnah says lo yoichal ad shetechshach. He can't eat until it gets dark. From here is the makar. Many rishonim say it's not all rishonim learn like this, but many rishonim say that, like, we know that most times Erev Shabbos you can make early Shabbos. Erev Yontif, also certain Yom Tov you can make early Yontif. But Pesach is one of the ones that you can't. And that's good for what the Tana was coming to say. I mean, it's not going to help after Plag HaMincha to daven Marav and make a Suda. No, you have to wait Ad Shetechshach. Fracta Gemara. My Irya Avi Psochim. Why does the Mishnah have to say on Erev Pesach you cannot eat Ad Shetechshach? Afilu Erev Shabbos is of Yom Tov Nami. This halach is true on every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov. You're not supposed to eat late in the afternoon in order that you should come to the Shabbos Suda or the Yom Tov Suda and eat it L'Teyavon. Titania. Like we learned in the Brisa, L'Yoichal Adam Ba'Erev Shabbos is Yom Tov. A person may not eat on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif min ha-mincha l'mala from mincha and onwards. Kedei she-yikonis l'Shabbos k'shu taiva, in order that he should come into the Suda Shabbos when he has a taiva de Rebuda. Now, even though the Lashon of the Mishnah over here is min ha-mincha l'mala, and our Mishnah said samuch l'mincha, so you could say that there's two different pshatim, which will be one of the Gemara's terutzim. However, as of now, the Gemara is assuming that min ha-mincha l'mala is lav dafki. It just means from around mincha time, and it means the same thing as saying samuch l'mincha. They both mean from the beginning of the 10th hour. So, the fact of Gemara, why do we need to say a special halacha that Erev Pesachim? Samuch l'mincha you can't eat. That's true of every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov. Rabbi Yossi says, oichel v'haylech ad shetechshach. No, on a regular Erev Shabbos, a regular Erev Yom Tov, there's no issur to eat in the afternoon. If you want, you can make a suda whenever you want. Ad shetechshach, you know, whole Friday afternoon, you could eat whatever you want. And chanami, once it becomes Friday night, you're not allowed to eat until you make kiddush in the Shabbos suda. But the whole Friday afternoon, even if it's 20 minutes before Shabbos, you're allowed to go and eat according to Rabbi Yossi.
I think we have to say that Rabbi Yossi was chassidish and he was having tayyumah. No.
Yeah.
I think that's.
Oh, we were talking about a Friday perm. Yeah, Amar Rabuna, Leitzricha Ela Rabbi Yehuda. Teretz is the chiddush of Ela Rabbi Yehuda. Teretz is the chiddush of a Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a chiddush because it's true by every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov. Masha Enkin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Oichav Oelach Hashetechshach, that a normal Erev Shabbos and a normal Erev Yom Tov, there's no issue to eat in the afternoon. Hani Mili by Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's by a regular Erev Shabbos and a regular Erev Yom Tov. However, Pesach, Masha Enkin, when it comes to Erev Pesach, Mishum Chiyuv de Matzah, in order that he should eat matzah, which he's mechuyev to eat. L'tayavin, this is the only one that he has a real chiyuv to eat, a mitzah to eat something that night, the chiyuv of matzah, therefore, over there, Maida, even Rav Yossi is Maida that he is, that he's not allowed to eat.
So this Mishnah is talking about this man, is that? Like after the food?
Why did the Gemara stole a matzah, not Pesach? Yeah, because many of the some Tanaim lived already still during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. We'll see Mishnayos later on that were like that. But many of the Tanaim, and when the Mishnayos were written, it was already after the Hurban.
Okay, so this is talking about now.
So this Mishnah, right, the way that it is focusing on matzah is because it was after the Hurban. Rebbe Papa says a second teretz. Afilu Tamei Rebbe Yehuda. You could say that Amishas Rebbe Yehuda as well, who says that the Isser is every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif. Are you going to ask me if that's the case, what's the Chiddush of Erev Pesach? Teretz is, very simply, Hasam ba'av Shabbos is Yomim Toivim, min HaMichu L'mala. By a regular Erev Shabbos and a regular Erev Yontif, the Isser is only min HaMichu L'mala, from 9.5 hours into the day and on. Right, so let's assume we're having an equal 12-hour day. To make the Shalei Zman is very simple. From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So 9.5 hours into the day would be 3:30. Samach L'mincha would be a half hour before that, would be 3:00. So the nafkamina is a half hour. It's only from mincha katana and on, meaning from 9.5 hours into the day. Who the aser samach l'mincha, but in a half hour before mincha, from the beginning of the 10th hour, from 3:00, shari would still be mutter. So then that half hour would be mutter. Al b'erev Pesach after the samach l'mincha nami also, because again there's a chiyuv of matzah, so they were more chayshish, and they went back a half hour more and said not only from 3:30 could you not eat, but even from 3:00 you can't eat.
But then why is this only by like grains? Why not everything? I mean, you could pig out. You know, and then you walk in. Like
in those days, it would seem that the main achila was always bread, and everything else was a condiment to the bread. That's the way they ate. So it seemed that Chazal were only geyser. Nowadays, a person can fill himself for a week straight without making a alamichia once.
Right.
But in those days, I guess it was less common, and that's all Chazal were geyser for.
Yeah, like every Erev Pesach in my house, my mom used to make goulash.
You can fill up. I understand. Potatoes, which I didn't have those days. Potatoes are starch. The starch will fill you up like anything. But even now, we have so many I guess they're all starches, but you have so many gluten free type of things that you could fill yourself up on. That, but in those days they ate differently. The ikur eating was bread. So once Chazal were geyser not to eat dagon, so the pash this is a person won't end up filling himself. And it happens to be also that the properties of grain are that they're more filling than they. You could do it with the other ones also, but naturally it's just easier. Right. Naturally it's easier and it lasts longer when it's grain. So over here, afilu samach l'mincha nami aser. Frakti Gemara, is that so? On the second teretz, of erev Shabbos samach l'mincha shari. It's true that it's mutar on erev Shabbos samach l'mincha. I, v'atanya, didn't we learn in a different brisa? Lo yerech aladam be'erev Shabbos yom tovim miteisha shari sulamala. This price is talking about a regular Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, a regular Erev Yontif, and it says you can't eat from not 9.5 hours into the day, but after 9 hours into the day, meaning not from 3:30, but rather from 3:00. K'dei she'ikonos ha'Shabbos k'shu ta'ava de Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yossi Omer, ayichav ha'hilach ad shetekshach. So, obviously, the first price is like the original Havamina, when the first price is Amin HaMichel HaMala, it's La'avdavka, in order to reconcile it with the second price, it really means Samach HaMichel. Because this price is the fairish mitesha shoyis ulamala. If that's the case, we lose our second eretz. You can't say that our mission is Rabbi Yehuda and the difference is that half hour, because it's not true. Because even on a regular Erev Shabbos and a regular Erev Yontif is also from 3:00 and not from 3:30. So Amar Marzutra, so on that, says Marzutra, Who said that this second brisa is an authentic brisa, that there's no mistake in the girsa? Maybe there's a tois in the girsa. Now, we know that many times any brisa that wasn't learned by Rav Chaim Bar Moshe, for example, could be mishabashta. We don't answer it. But normally, that's not our approach. To when we ask our kasha of brisa, every time we ask a kasha of brisa, we try to be miyash the brisa. We don't just assume, unless we have a raya, we don't just assume all the brisa mishabashta, so maybe you can't ask a kasha. But teretz is, we should explain over here, it makes sense that it's mishabashta, because A, we have the other brisa that says, mina micha lamala, not samuch lamincha. And B, we want the Mishnah to stem with Rabbi Yossi. We want the Mishnah to stem with Rabbi Yehuda. Right, so this way it could be everybody. So those two things, you put it together, it makes sense to say that this bais is mishabeshta. So man leim alon de mitaretzda, who says this bais is mitaretzda, do mishabeshta he. Maybe the bais is mishabeshta. And if the brisa is mishabeshta, there's a tois in the brisa, well, I'll say that the second brisa doesn't mean teisha shoyz l'mahala. We'll say a word is missing, it should have said teisha shoyz u'mnachza u'lamahala. And then we go back to our teretz. The Rebbe Arashav is a regular Rav Yomtov, is only from 9.5 hours into the day. Ma'asha enkein, Erev Pesach, that's the chiddush of Erev Pesach, that you go from at the end of 9 hours, the beginning of the 10th hour. So on that said the Gemara, no. So Marema said to the Machshin, or some say that Rabbi Yema was the one who said, I was by the shear of Rapinchas Bereder Ravami. The Kom Tana V'Toni Kamei, the Tana got up, someone who says over Brises, got up in front of this Rapinchas Bereder Ravami, and he said over this Brisa, with this Girsa of Mitesha Shoyzu Amala. The kiblum in any was makabul, so obviously he held that this brisa is correct. That there's no mistake in the brisa. So if that's the case, we're back to our kasha, iyochi kasha. So how could you say the mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? There's no difference between, according to Rabbi Yehuda, between a regular erev Shabbos and a regular erev Yom Tov, and the erev Pesach. Ela machvarta kerebuna. So as of now, the Gemara says you're right. We have to go back to the first teretz, Rabbuna's teretz, that the difference is not in time. But rather, the difference is going like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold bechlal of the takon of a regular Erev Shabbos, regular Erev Yom Tov. Masha Enkein and Erev Pesach, even Rabbi Yossi agrees. Once we say this, so now it's going to come out Lamaskan, or at least as we're holding as of now, that the two prices, one says Minamicha Ulamala, and one says Teisha Shoyz Ulamala. So you're going to have, in order to reconcile the Bais, you're going to have to go back to what we said before, that the Bais that says Minamich Lamala, which is the first Bais, is Lav Dafka, doesn't mean from Mincha Mamish, it means from around Mincha time, which means from not from 9.5 hours into the day, but from the beginning of the 10th hour, which means instead of from 3:30, it will be even 3 o'clock. This way both Bais are Shtim, and the only thing is that our mission is not going to end up being Rabbi Yehuda as of now, rather the mission is going to have to be Dafka Rabbi Yossi.